On the campaign trail, President Biden called Russia the biggest threat to U.S. security because of Russian interference with the 2020 election, promising that Putin will, quote, pay a price. But now he will soon be unpacking in the White House. So how will the 46th president handle the future of U.S.-Russian relations? Lucian Kim is NPR's Moscow correspondent. Lucian, is Biden's inauguration today and the insurrection 2 weeks ago, are these things being covered in the Russian media?
Oh, absolutely. What's going on in the United States is of great interest to Russians, and I would say especially of great interest to Russian state television, which dominates the airwaves here. Rioters rampaging through the Capitol or a military lockdown in Washington, D.C. Those are really shocking images, not just for Americans. And the message the Kremlin is trying to get across is that U.S. democracy has failed and that America has no right to lecture countries like Russia. On Russian state TV's flagship news magazine Sunday night, the host compared the military presence in the halls of Congress to a banana republic after a revolution. So there's certainly a bias for President Trump.
Right. Well, but they also must have seen that there was a call for President Trump's second impeachment. So how is President Biden perceived among the Russian people if you're telling us they have a bias for Trump?
Well, Biden is interesting because on the one hand, the Kremlin knows him very well from his days as vice president and before that as a senator. Biden made his first trip to Moscow back in 1973 and sat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So given all this experience, there's definitely a thick file on Joe Biden in the Kremlin. On the other hand, he seems to be pretty much unknown in Russia among the Russian people at large. During the height of the election campaign in the United States, I was really surprised to see a poll that showed 55% of respondents were hearing about Joe Biden for the first time, and only 5% had a positive impression of him. Maybe that's because state media have been presenting Biden either as a doddering old man or an agent of the American deep state. You asked also about Trump. What was interesting about that poll is that only 23% of Russians now have a positive view of Donald Trump. And I think the main reason for that is that despite Trump's open admiration for Putin, relations between the two countries are really at rock bottom.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the future and Biden and Putin. And, you know, as you said, they have experience with each other. What about the recent arrest of the prominent Russian dissident Alexei Navalny? You and I spoke about that. This is after he was poisoned by a Russian product. That drew a lot of criticism when he came back to the country, was immediately detained. Kind of a rocky start. What's the sense of how the U.S. maybe responds to that?
Well, as far as the personal relationship between Biden and Putin, we can say it's chilly. Biden, when he was vice president, once met with Putin and later said in an interview that he told Putin he had looked into his eyes and didn't think he had a soul. And Putin, according to Biden, smiled and said, "We understand each other." All the Russian experts I've talked to say Putin is still ready for pragmatic relations with the United States. But you're absolutely right. The case of Alexei Navalny may very quickly overshadow everything else. While Biden was on the campaign trail, he said he'd hold Putin accountable for Navalny's poisoning. And now that Navalny is in a Russian jail, it's likely this could become a major irritant in U.S.-Russian relations.
Well, this is fascinating. Lucian Kim, NPR's correspondent in Moscow. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.